A reading from the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it from the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. I invite the children to join Georgina out in the comfy chairs for Word for Children, where they'll be reading Copycat and the Gospel from the Spark Story Bible. Elliot learned to crawl a couple weeks ago. I'm such a proud mama. On Monday, when I got home from work, my husband Brady is taking parental leave right now, so he was home with Elliot. And when I got home from work on Monday, Elliot crawled to meet me at the door. It was the best feeling ever. He heard my voice come in, "Hello," and he came to me, he followed me. And so I want to try something. Oh, and he's got his eyes locked on me already. Elliot. For those of you on the edges, he's sitting in the center aisle now and not quite sure. Oh, now he's on the go. I may regret this. Most weeks, people tell me, whoever's holding him, tell me that he looks around for me, but he can't quite find me. But now he knows where I am. He gonna come? Oh, the choir's got the best seats. Hello. You gonna stay there while I preach? Okay. So the gospel today, the Gospel of John, says that the Jesus' sheep hear his voice, he knows them, and they follow him. Just like Elliot hears my voice, and I know him, and he follows me all around the house. He's at an age where it's all about mom. I'm the source of food, warmth, security, everything he needs. No one's quite as good as mom, not even Lloyd. But one day, Elliot's going to find out, like we all do, that mom can't do everything. Mom can't fix everything. There are pains and sorrows in this world that mom just can't fix. But sometimes mom's not there. Sometimes you're separated from mom. And sometimes even that our parents' sins, our parents' shortcomings, can be the source of our shortcoming. And I'm going to have to set you down, I think. Because you're going to try to eat the microphone. We'll try to keep this up a little longer. Okay. Back you go. You watch me there. Aww. He said, sometimes we're separated from mom. And as we grow up, when we realize that mom's not all she's cracked up to be, start searching for someone who is there, who can protect us from everything. Or we try to be that person for those people around us. We try all sorts of things. Maybe this diet will make my life what it needs to be. Or maybe this political leader will make my life what it needs to be, give me the security I need. Or this philosophy, a particular workout, maybe that'll be the key to happiness. Or I put all our lives into our jobs, hoping that that job will create that meaning that we're lacking and create that security that we can't find. Or maybe we look to our pastor for that. There's lots of places that we place our trust, that we look for the security that we desire. In this gospel lesson, the Jews come to Jesus and ask, "Are you the Messiah?" There were lots of potential messiahs out there in Jesus' time. Lots of people that the people living in Judea looked to liberate them from Roman rule, from empire. And Jesus sort of fits this description, but it's not quite what they expect. So they ask him, "Tell us plainly, are you the Messiah?" And Jesus answered, "I have told you, and the ones who are my sheep recognize. They see my works that I do in the Father's name, and they believe in me. They hear my voice, and they follow me, like a sheep follows the shepherd, or an infant follows its mother." Our earthly parents fail us. Our politicians fail us. Our diets fail us. Our workouts fail us. Our pastors fail us. But we have a heavenly parent, a shepherd, who provides green pastures and cool waters, who restores our soul, who gives us protection so that even in the presence of our enemies, we can feast. A shepherd who gives us abundant life with our cup overflowing. A shepherd who gives us eternal life now, feasting in God's kingdom every day of our lives. And still we wonder sometimes if it's really God's voice we hear. There's so much noise that we wonder. So many potential messiahs out there. But we hear God's voice, God's word in Scripture. We hear God's living word proclaimed here on Sundays. And we hear God's word in baptism, where we're claimed as God's children, claimed with the words, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In the words, you have been sealed with the sign of the cross and with the Holy Spirit. The word of God combined with the sign of water. In that word, we are claimed as God's children. And we hear that promise that you will know my voice because you are my child. We hear that word in communion when we're given the bread. This is my body given for you, child of God. This is Christ's blood shed for you, child of God. So like Eliot, we know our parents' voice. We know God's voice because we are God's children and God is a loving parent. God knows us and we know God's voice. Christ claims us so that we are one with Christ, just as Christ is one with the Father, and we cannot be snatched away. Nothing can break that bond. As Paul puts it in his letter to the Romans, neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor trials in the present, nor trials to come, neither height nor depth, nor all of creation can ever separate us from the love of God poured out in Jesus Christ our Lord. We cannot be snatched away out of God's hand. So we can take courage. We need not fear because nothing can separate us. We can take risks, make mistakes, sin boldly, live in eternal life, and live as a child of God, because we know nothing can break that bond. Nothing can snatch us out of Christ's hand, out of the Good Shepherd's reach. Jesus so loves us that he even died so that nothing, not sin, not death, not the devil, can separate us from his love. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor anything now or in the future, no powers, nothing in creation can separate us from our shepherd, the Good Shepherd. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, gives us eternal life. We will never perish, and no one will snatch us out of Christ's hand. Praise the Lord. Amen.